I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
No, but is your neighbor building onto their house? Are they building another story?
Oh, like the treehouse that they have.
I just saw, I saw a bunch of tarps on their roof, like right there when you look down into their house.
Oh, no, they just got a leak.
Yeah, it's just probably leakage.
Just a leaky roof.
There's a treehouse next to it. Have you seen the treehouse?
No. The
treehouse. There's crazy. A whole treehouse.
Like proper treehouse?
Yes.
Like
yes. Fort.
You could pay rent there.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really
wow.
nice.
And I didn't notice it until maybe 3 months in because there's a window right to the side where, because the way, where the window is in my mirror, you could fully see me like getting in the shower, out of the shower, like through that window because they have a window.
Like, and I could see the kids. It's perfect vision. Like,
no. I can't see theirs, but you can definitely see through mine. Like it's that like.
Oh, does it look like they're actually using the treehouse or is it like a treehouse from a long time?
I don't know. I just hope there's not a creeper in there.
I hope
staring
not.
At me.
How's the entrance to the treehouse? Like, is it like a rope ladder or stairs to get
elevator.
Up to it? Elevator. Oh, they got money?
I've only seen a section of it. Like, I honestly don't know how to get, like, how they get up there, what it, like, if they're
it's
stairs.
It's really nice.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Like, those kids are super lucky. Oh, their dad loves that.
Is there kids there? I've never heard kids in the backyard over there. Never heard one kid back there.
Because they're busy in the treehouse.
I'd love exactly. a proper treehouse. We've talked about treehouses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've told you that there's a treehouse here, but
Matt,
it's fine.
I have a crazy story for you that I just found out. And
what?
Have you heard about what happened on set of Flipper with Jessica Alba when she was 15?
Jessica Alba is in Flipper?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Jessica Alba is in Flipper. Wait, is Elijah Wood in Flipper? Or Flip... Elijah Wood's in Zeus and Roxanne, another dolphin movie.
No, not Elijah... Whatever.
Okay.
So she was in Flipper when she was 15. Apparently, when they were filming this on set, she was abducted, bound, and found in the trunk of a car. And nobody knows what happened still to this day.
What? Did she just come forward with this story, or has this been known that this
it was down? It was known, but it's like resurfacing right now and people are like talking about it.
So it was in 1996. Yeah, Jessica Alba was found bound and gagged in the trunk of a car at the age of 15 in Australia.
Nobody's ever found out what happened, caught the people that did it, and I just cannot believe that happened.
On the set of Flipper.
I guess, is there a TV show called Flipper as well?
Well, I think that Flipper was something that was big in the 50s and 60s or 70s. And I think there was a TV show.
Got
and then
it.
They revived it in the 90s and made it a movie. I think that's
okay.
True.
So, yeah, I didn't know if you had heard about this also.
No. I'm surprised, like, I guess I've never heard, like, Jessica Alba tell this story or anything like that. Crazy, like, Australia, out of all places, you think it would be kind of, like, safe out there.
How long was she kidnapped for?
It was, I think, a day. Like, a full day.
A full day.
That is a while.
There's really not much about the story other than she that. Was kidnapped.
Wow.
That's insane.
I never knew that. That's, like, it's always wild when we hear stories about, like, certain movies and, like, scary things that happen on them. Like, the Titanic, everybody was drugged. With PCP.
What?
You never knew that?
No.
The Titanic movie set?
On set of the movie, they were giving away clam chowder, and everyone was eating the clam chowder, and everyone who ate the clam chowder just started tripping balls and was like, what's happening?
Oh my
like,
God.
Like a lot of the cast and production crew. And apparently what happened, somebody who was like in charge of catering was like mad at the production and decided to just
lace
the entire clam chowder with PCP. And they had to stop production for like, I think well over a week, take people to the hospital. And it went from being really scary to also really funny too. Cause like people just had to like kill time just being high on PCP with one another at the hospital, chilling out in the hallways and stuff.
Wait, let me, I've heard PCP so much. What is it again? PCP.
That's a really great question, Zane. I do not know.
Is it like a
ketamine kind of thing?
It's a hallucinogenic drug.
It's a hallucinogenic.
Yeah. It's like an acid type.
Yeah. It's mind altering effects. It's like an anesthetic that's used recreationally. I remember.
Look, as long as that they were having fun on it. You know, like as long as they were
this iconic scene right there, at they the were front of the mouth,
that was on PCP.
Imagine they probably thought they were on the real Titanic.
Uh-huh. Method acting
this is going down.
Gosh. It like mess up with their brain chemistry so much where they just tell people now. No, we were on the Titanic.
Right?
Yeah, that's always like a one crazy story I know from like a movie.
I cannot believe I've never heard of that.
Because I feel like for a long time they didn't want to like talk about it to the public because they thought it was going to ruin press for the movie. And then like now years later, a lot of like the cast and directors and stuff are now sharing the story about what went down.
It may have ruined the press for the movie at the time, but I think talking about it again brings it like you bring people back to want to watch it again.
Try to see if you could spot anybody bugging out.
PCP.
Anyone is in a seat. You never know. Maybe.
Anyway, all right, let's jump into it.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
It's coffee time, baby.
UNFILTERED. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are on PCP. Welcome back, baby.
How y'all doing?
I want to start off by saying this. I was in New Orleans this past weekend.
Good
right?
pronunciation. Yes.
And
right?
We got this. Sorry,
actually it's Nolens.
Nolens.
But no. I kept saying it weird. I had New to like Orleans. Ask people, how do I say it? Is it New Orleans or New Orleans?
To me, it sounded good, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. But I, Alicia and I got a last minute gig to go there. It was like Thursday night, I think we got it to go. And it was like very, very quick. And we get there. And as we're checking into the hotel, I get a text from Mariah. She's like, Zane, you got to watch this clip. And the clip is, I think you must have forgot. I definitely forgot. There's a clip of us talking about the Super Bowl and how I was going to the Super Bowl because I got a gig because
he was like, he was interviewing people. Remember?
Yes.
He like remember manifested.
That? Yeah, I'll be on the field. I'm actually doing interviews.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But where is it?
It's the SoFi.
So
it's in New Orleans. So I'm going to fly there this weekend.
And sure enough.
I was talking out of my ass and it did not go up yet. It was not live yet. This was while she was editing.
Oh,
that
my.
So when she sent me that, I was like, did someone see it? Is that like, did they think it was funny to get me? It was not even live yet.
That is so freaky.
Insane. I showed it to my manager. She was like, oh, 100% manifestation. You put it out there in the universe.
You totally did that.
That's insane.
Wow. Dude, this happens way too much with you.
It's really weird. And it's crazy that it didn't like hit me. That I literally black out every episode. I just say shit. I talk out of my ass and then I forget about it when we leave the room.
Yeah, yeah. We know.
You would be Prophet Zane back in the day. Yeah. Yo, people would be like, no, that's Prophet Zane.
You'd be Saint Zane.
He knows.
He pray to Saint Zane. He knows.
He knows.
My
he knows.
Mom would definitely pray to Saint Zane.
Saint Prophet.
People would be bringing their babies up to you and
they yes. have already.
Please.
At our
please.
Meet and greet. They oh, have. Yeah. They've done it.
Animals
Zane,
come
take
to
my
you.
Baby.
Children.
Kiss my baby's forehead.
Dude, that's crazy.
Patron saint of manifestation.
How was like the entire experience though going out there? Like with the flight it there, were most of the people on the flight going to the
Super
Bowl?
Oh yeah, the entire flight was filled with Eagle and Chief fans.
Okay.
Oh, they're gonna say players.
It was like 90% of the people were in their jerseys.
Wow.
Like chanting, like going by like the opposing players, like you're going down. It was a full flight. Yeah, it was crazy. I think we were the only ones not in jerseys.
Okay.
I saw people having fun like on flights, and the flight attendant was like, if you come up and do karaoke,
I saw that too,
we'll give you a free cocktail. So this guy went up and was like, all right, I'll do it. So he like got the little intercom thing. Like I've never been on a flight that has fun like that.
They're trying to change the narrative right now. They see these planes going down. They're like, all right,
yeah, keep it fun. Like,
how about karaoke in the air? It's kind of getting people excited.
I've noticed Southwest has been doing a lot of fun things.
Southwest is not like other planes.
They're coming. They're
like,
trying to
pick your seat. No.
I hate their first come, first serve.
Sorry, here we go talking about flights again and stuff. But I saw a TikTok and I thought this was kind of interesting. And it's for Delta, the moment you land into getting your luggage, it should be they have this commitment where if they take longer than 20 minutes to get your luggage, maybe it's not from the moment you land. Maybe it's the time you really get off the plane.
Yeah.
If it's over 20 minutes, you get 2,500 like Delta points.
Really?
You have to like submit the claim or whatever, but even though it's not that much in points, it's just this like thing you can do anytime you're on a Delta flight going.
It's like when your pizza delivery is over 30 minutes, you get a free type deal, right?
Do they still do that?
I've never ordered from a place that does it.
Like 30 minutes or less.
I think they do it like secretly, but they don't promote it. And most people probably don't do it. It's just kind of this secret little like secret drink on the menu.
Mm. Or I feel like it has to be a certain pizza joint that is in like a densely like urban area where they it's just a perimeter for the 30 minutes or less.
Speeding and reckless driving.
Honestly, it really does. It's just bad.
You know, there's still. Remember, I showed you my luggage that got destroyed.
Yes,
I was waiting this entire time for that claim to be like fulfilled and like get my new suitcase because they absolutely wrecked it. Finally hear back, I had to call. They're like, oh no, you're gonna have to submit a claim with this other company. So I do that. I send in pictures and videos of my bag, and then they go like days later, send it in and we'll repair it.
You're talking about this bag, the brand?
So now he has to go find, one, a box big enough to send it and ship pay my to suitcase. Ship it.
Don't and they then, have a store out here you could like just drop it off at the store?
It's not Ramoa. I have to go through the insurance company that United uses.
That's
because then you have to get like a new bag too. To like
it's a metal suitcase and there's a hole blown in the side of it.
Yeah, what are they going to do? It just like...
Did like the plane...
Spot weld it?
Yeah. Yeah, like, just...
Bro, Heath, I got, new video idea for you. DIY, let's fix my suitcase. Do the rice where you have the...
Yeah, the ramen.
A sunflower right. seeds?
Yeah. Heath, a little bit of epoxy?
Heath, I think Ramoa's going to see this and they're going to love it. And they're going to be like, you know what? Come in, so we're going to give you a free bag. I'm telling you right now. That's how you got to do it.
Crazy though.
Manifestation. Wow. I get one. Man, Heath, manifestation.
Put You're it right. out there. Wait, so back to the Super Bowl. You did not go to the game. You went to.
Didn't go to the game. I didn't know who won until I came back. Didn't know who won.
What?
It's because we were so focused on this. We really didn't like.
Oh, pay attention to. But where were you guys? Were you outside of the stadium? Were you in a tent?
We were
an expo?
We were at an after party. We were at an after party. For one, for like sports, it was a Sports Illustrated party, and they had a food truck there for people, for party goers, like wanting to grab a burger.
This was the day before, so you were doing this on Saturday. Super Bowl was Sunday.
Yes, Saturday night, that was when the party happened, and then the next day was Super Bowl, but we left. We flew out
on
before,
Super Bowl.
Right before the game started.
Okay.
Back
so you're
here.
In and out.
In and
so
out.
The game was happening while he was in the air.
I was so surprise of how many people were in the air watching the game. It's like, what are you doing on? Like, I knew that.
Imagine no screen.
Oh yeah.
Because the reason why we had to get on the plane because we thought we had to record coming back. That was the only reason why we were flying back.
Right.
But in my head, I was like, what? Why are these people flying back? It doesn't make any sense. If you live there, why are you getting on a plane? Like, stay there, enjoy your city, like watch the game.
True.
I don't know.
It's probably all the people renting out their homes and stuff to get away from the hoopla.
Oh. And it's probably a cheap flight that. like if you're in the town of the Super Bowl and you're taking the flight out that is happening during the Super Bowl, I bet that's like the cheapest ticket you could get on a Sunday.
I forget that people get out and get their rent their houses out because they make so much money those weekends.
Cover that mortgage for 6 months.
Oh my God.
Were there any like celebrities at the thing you were at? Were there performances?
The moment we got to our hotel, I look outside, I see, what's his name? I got a video of him. He was doing a whole video. He's this black dude that like he sits in a chair like a crown, like a big like king chair, and people walk up and it's like an audition process.
Drewski.
I saw him.
Wow, I forgot his name.
He was walking through and they're filming this whole thing right outside of our hotel because there was like a restaurant there, and I'm watching. I'm like, oh my God, I see him all the time on
TikTok.
He's really funny.
And I filmed him filming something, and I was like, I want to save this because I can't wait to see this video so I can post it side by side. Like saw the BTS, saw him 5 minutes later. I saw Diplo walking by, and then five minutes later, I saw like an actor walking by. So I was like, oh, we're in a hot spot right now. Okay. This is it. I also totally forgot that like everybody comes in for the Super Bowl. It like didn't hit me. It's just everything was happening so quick, and I was also super anxious for this this video that we have to film. It was just like really all a blur. And then at the party, I honestly didn't pay attention to anybody in the crowd because at this party we had to film while there was like all these like influencers and celebrities there. So in my head, I was like, oh my God, I like pounded like a couple drinks. I was like, I need to like not pay attention to anybody except for this. And I did a pretty good job.
You did a great job. Your video, thank you.
Oh, you should have seen the raw.
I was wondering. I was like, Zane delivered that sentence.
You should have seen it raw, Matt. It was, oh my God. We had 3 hours of footage and we compacted it down to a minute and a half. So
you did great.
It was good.
It turned out really funny.
Thank you.
And we're a good duo.
We were freaking out because the mics were peaked half the time. So obviously we finished. The next day we're editing, trying to get it up, and we're like, oh my God, the mics are fucking beat.
Horrible.
We're panicking. And then we're like, you know what? Let's just switch this entire idea where like we suck. Like we're sucking.
Lean into the stuff going wrong.
Yeah. Everything is going wrong. And that's what we did. So we like.
Honestly made it better. Like sometimes those things happen for a reason and it ends up being better. And you like kind of like lean into
it
that.
It stands
whole thing.
Out from other videos of people.
You make it work.
You make it work. Exactly. And we loved that. So the brand never denied the tour competition, but there was just a clip of them like talking, like the client is like wants it, but we decided like let's just make it look like they denied the tour competition like concept.
Yes,
and we thought they were not gonna like that and make us remove it, but they were like love to everything, no notes.
Great, thank you, Habit.
That was so sick to like work with somebody that like lets you do whatever you
gives you the creative freedom.
It was
like,
awesome. It was really really sick that they let us just like run free. That was really cool.
Love it.
Did they let you drive the truck?
No, because it was stationed at the party. So
I would have been out.
we were really excited to drive the truck, but no, it was because we didn't film till later.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But everything was like really, really like
how much
fun.
Is the Super Bowl ticket? Like,
did you see the interview people,
but like it always ranges. Someone's like 2,000, someone's like 5,000.
The cheapest one I saw was like 3,500, but it seemed like the average was like $6,000-$7,000 for one ticket.
Yeah, I heard it was like people were like fighting for $3,500 tickets to go to the Super Bowl, which is like, that's How much were they like 4 years ago? Were they that much, or are they just going up every
year?
It's
actually a good deal if you're watching a professional football game and a concert. Kind of cool.
Wait, and Mariah, and you get to see all these celebrities.
It's a bucket list thing for a lot of people. Yeah. Where it's like you don't go to the Super Bowl every year, but you will go
at least
it's your team, and it's there, and you have been watching this team your entire life, and you want to treat yourself.
What two teams would get you to be like, I need to go to the Super Bowl?
Definitely Cowboys and probably the Pittsburgh Steelers, just because I have family from Pittsburgh, and I could see them being like, well, if Pittsburgh Steelers, us, we all have to go. Yeah. It'd be like a joint family like affair. I would say that.
Right.
Colts, maybe.
A lot of people don't think it'll happen, but if this did happen, it'd be so sick because my entire family would go to the Dolphins.
Oh, that would be so fun, though.
They don't get like too far every year, but my God, if they were ever able to get to the Super Bowl and playing the Super Bowl.
Your mom and brother have season ticket.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So my brother has season ticket holders, and he has like plus like three or four at all times.
Right.
So he's always inviting like his my mom or his friends or, and he's a big, big fan. So like that would be so sick for to see the Dolphins.
I haven't been to a tailgate, I think, in like 10 years.
I love a tailgate. I'll go to tailgates and not go to the game.
Yeah,
a tailgate actually sounds like a better vibe ever.
And you don't need a better vibe.
And you didn't. Do you need to pay to park in the? Oh, you do still.
Yeah, you. Most people, they'll pay for parking, and then you just like chill there in the parking lot with everybody, and like they'll stream it and have it up on like because they'll bring like TVs, and like plug them in with like a generator and stuff.
I actually love that. I love that they allow people to even come and like fill up the parking lot to like.
It's like NASCAR. A lot of people go to NASCAR and they don't go in. They just tailgate and watch the race.
I just like the vibe of a stadium in general.
Yeah.
Like I won't watch sports on TV, but like, and I won't even know what's going on. But get me in a stadium, I'm having the time
the
of my
hot dogs,
life.
The burgers,
food, the merch. I'm like, I gotta get the merch.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's wild though. We're in this kind of new age with how stadiums are approaching the stadium experience. Cause like there was a while where it's like, let's try to get as many seats as we can and have this be thousands and thousands just to get more people in the seats and make it affordable for people. But now some stadiums are like, reduce the seats, but increase the luxurious experience of whatever you're buying. So it's like there's
the
different types of suites. There's like executive suites, premium suites. Then you have these ones that are like at SoFi Stadium that's like you're at a club.
Yes.
Like right there.
Yeah.
And they know that these like wealthy, wealthy people are going to spend more money on that and you can charge them more with bottle service and all of that stuff. And then, what was the other thing?
Do they have like a section for like the just regular guests getting GA tickets? Is there a section where they can like feel like they're at a bar but also watch the game? Because I know they don't have, they should have
full bars there that have the TVs up, so like you can,
it's like circular, it's like looks like you're at like a hotel,
you can hang
lounge
out at the bar.
But
you
still
you still need an actual ticket seat like for like
the level
the
you're
stadium.
On.
Yeah. But you can like go hang out at the bar and like do whatever you want.
So everyone really gets a good experience. It doesn't matter
waiting,
who you are.
You're not waiting in line for that just like damn concession thing. Now.
Yeah.
It's way more like you can experience your drink here.
You know what I really want to do? Type it in. It's basically a whole section of like a stadium, but you're not at a stadium. It's full built-in seats, and they have a giant screen in front of you.
Oh my!
So it feels like you're at a stadium, but it's fake, and they just live stream.
It's my parents just went to this last
weekend.
I was just talking to them on the phone. There's only one in LA, right outside of SoFi, and there's one.
Wait a second.
What is it? What is it? Okay, this
it's
is
called
it.
Onyx or Cosmics or something like that.
It's a bar. Sit.
It's like the Sphere, but you're watching a game.
Okay, that's genius.
Kind of cool.
How sick is that?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Wait, that's so.
And it feels like you're at the game.
Where is
and
that?
There's one. It's right outside of SoFi at like this big bar, sports bar place where you can watch it there. And then there's one in Dallas. Maybe it's in Frisco. Yeah, it's in Frisco over near the Nebraska Furniture Mart, I think.
But like watching videos of it, dude. It looks like you're at the game, and it's cool because
you probably get better. You probably could have a better experience watching it here than
Cosms. That's what it's called.
And you get like technically like better seats and like visuals while you're there because like you're
my
not.
My mom
having
said that
to,
they wish they didn't get the they got on the lower side, and they wish they were a little bit higher. They didn't. I don't know the angle that they were looking at. They thought it's better, more mid tier.
Look at how cool that is.
That is really cool.
I think they should make one where it wraps all the way around, and somehow they have cameras where it's like you're at the stadium from
So 360.
Yeah. So
but you're in the middle of the field. Where would you be?
Look. So at the actual Super Bowl, they'd have cameras like wrapping around the entire stadium, right? Giving you that like from like
where
the point
is
of view.
Your POV? Are you in the middle of the field? And then you would have to turn around. I like what you're talking about. But I think it's good to have a fixed
okay. You
point
see
of
where
view.
This angle of the stadium is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's obviously coming from one camera. Right?
Yes.
So imagine there's cameras wrapping around the whole thing. So wherever you're sitting, that's where your point of view is from if you're actually at the Super Bowl.
They do hop it around. They do change camera angles. It's not the camera angle the whole time.
But I get what you're saying. So you're saying have a circular, like a curved TV.
Correct.
Like,
yes.
It would be like this, and we would all be in stadium style seats around a giant.
Exactly.
Like,
because I don't want to fly all the way to New Orleans.
Like looking. But then you're literally building a big ass like stadium, like a huge thing.
You know, it doesn't need to be that big. You make it for people
so
that
like,
don't want to.
It's like a big donut, and inside the screen goes around.
Yes,
360,
yes,
and
yes.
So
I get
you
what you're
virtually
saying.
Okay,
you're
I
not,
see.
And you're not paying $3,500 for a ticket. You're paying $500 for a ticket. You just want the experience of being there watching the big game, and you don't want to spend all that money flying there. And it's just.
Where is the baseball field that you can buy a pool? Like, that's a seating? It's like a ground pool.
Yes.
So you're just, like, doing cannonballs watching the game?
What?
Like, yes.
What?
So what stadium is this?
That looks like AI.
Jacksonville Jaguars?
That's a little
Chase
silly.
Field.
It's kind of cool.
I like it.
Take me up to the ball game. Funky shit like this, keep going. I want to see more of this. I want to see something like this.
Make it crazy.
It's like a funny. Ball pit. Like, it's funny. That's wild. So that's just sitting there at the stadium?
Yes.
Which stadium is this?
Chase Field?
Diamondbacks.
Oh, Diamondbacks.
Arizona.
I think there's a handful of them. I think there's even one at Frisco Rough Riders. They have like a pool company sponsors it.
Yeah.
It's like a total ad for them to own this suite and advertise their pool.
I think it's sick.
I
love it.
Hey, I'd be in that hot tub.
I would be too.
You have like your shirt off and you're just like sitting there. And you're on the Jumbotron and you're like. It's just a little bare to be like everyone. Because I wouldn't take my eyes off just like watching the people in the pool suite more than the game. I'm like, I can't believe there's a pool right there.
Yeah.
Have like, instead of like the kiss cam, it's like cannonball cam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
You just like play dead. You're like a little kid just like
how long I can hold my breath. There's on the billboard, there's like a timer and you're like holding your breath.
Or you have like goggles on. You as they have the camera on the pool. You get out. You're like a little kid. They just show it.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you see the little kid who saved his mom from choking?
Yeah,
no.
just gave his mom the Heimlich and then literally was like behind her, like got her to like cough it up and like wasn't choking anymore. Doesn't say anything, walks and grabs his video games and start playing his video. Like 1 second after finishing the Heimlich.
Wow.
Saved his mom and just grabbed his
phone
and was back at
his
game.
Be calm. Stay calm.
It's a PR song.
Matt, watch this. I'll text it to you and I'm going to show Zane.
While we're waiting, my dad told me that the quarterback of the Eagles, Kenny Pickett, got married at our venue.
Whoa!
He did. The rumors are true.
Watch this little kid.
So he's patting the mom on the back, and this is in Jinhan, China.
Oh my God!
I think she was choking on a grape. Yeah, it's a 10-year-old boy, and it looks like she was eating grapes. Good on him.
Whoa.
So yeah, now he's doing Heimlich. And so yeah, basically the grape was dislodged.
And then watch this. Doesn't say anything. Boom, give me my phone.
There's back no to his way. Video
games. That kid was like,
gee.
Love you, wow. Mom. Got you back.
You good? And then back to his video games.
Incredible. What a hero.
He was like, I earned that. Like he...
Yeah,
I mom can't say nothing now.
Time. Really? No, like that. She owes him her life. She owes him her life. Really
yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's better than I expected. Right? That was a really insane video. Wow, I love that.
Speaking of another insane video, did you see how like Tate McRae, a video resurfaced from 2023 where she's doing an interview at a radio station in Philadelphia, and this is the last time when the Chiefs and the Eagles played each other, because like Jason and Travis Kelce were playing against each other. They ask her, who do you think is going to win? She goes, I'm going to go with the Eagles. They go, what do you think the score is going to be? She's like, 40-22.
No way.
And fast forward 2 years later, now it's Chiefs and Eagles again, and the score is Eagles 40 to the Chiefs 22.
And that's not like a normal score.
Right. Because she even puts out like a number at first. She was like 70. No, wait, 40. 40-22. Crazy.
That's insane.
22 is not common.
No, it's not.
What if the coaches both saw this video and they're like, let's make it 40-22?
It's scripted. It's all planned.
It is pretty crazy that, yeah, she, the exact teams too.
Really weird.
So I'm going to, like, if you have any more situations that happened during the game, I would love to hear it because I don't know anything that's happened.
This is the first time I didn't watch a single second of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Sorry.
Nothing.
You didn't go to like a Super Bowl barbecue or nothing? You didn't?
No.
No, we worked on our wedding stuff.
You're from Philadelphia, Mariah.
Allentown.
She's like, not until the Allentown Allies play at the Super Bowl, I'm not going.
Allentown internally Alicats. Rooting for Philly just because that's home base, but like, yeah.
But there's one that my trainer told me today. I didn't believe it. I had to look it up. I didn't believe it. The Kanye did a commercial for the Super Bowl of him like at a dentist or something saying like, make sure to check out Yeezy.com or something like that. It was, but like he paid like probably $8 to $10 million like for this spot.
Like an actual Super Bowl commercial.
People go to their website, one item to purchase. It's a shirt.
White shirt with on it. I mean, just have straight, you been reading his tweets like 48 hours leading up to it? It's been.
Oh no, I haven't seen
it. He's been off his fucking rocker. Just
what is
neo-Nazi.
Go to Yeezy.
His account's all been deleted. Everything's off. It's all gone. But it was all going on for the 72 hours.
That's what he
hours.
Promoted.
No, he
seen this.
Crazy.
I didn't believe it. He told me I didn't believe him. I was like, I have to look this up myself.
Oh, this is real.
That's not real.
Yes,
there's real.
Go on the site. It was insane.
The site's down. The site's down.
It was up when I looked it up this morning.
I just tried just now.
Wow.
We're not even going to show the picture of what the merch is. I think everybody can understand in their head, they don't need to see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just surprised because I'm sure there's all these like approvals that have to be processed for like these Super Bowl commercials, right? If they know that he has been pretty controversial lately and they know that he's doing go to Yeezy.com, and when they went to Yeezy.com, but what was on the site when
a bunch of other merch? He had already been promoting other merch, and then he got rid of all of that and then he put up this. He was even sharing screenshots of his sales, too, like right after like his first drop. And then when he did go to Yeezy.com, that's what it was.
I just can't like imagine. There has to be like a giant lawsuit right now, right?
There has to be.
There has to be.
Yeah, probably. Definitely.
Imagine this. Lawsuit happens. It posts a list of everybody that ordered the shirt.
Oh my God.
All of the sales. Put that out there. And then just be like,
"Oh yeah,
do what you want with that."
Posting all the names of that's crazy. That I could see that happening.
Manifest it. say it.
That's crazy.
Shopify leaks it.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know. I know that they're also getting mad. Like Shopify, ShopMy, Google, like all the ways like you can pay for it.
Yeah,
they were like, why? They in a way they could sue Kanye back and just being like, you allowed our service to
also sell. I think this everybody that was linked to that. Yeah.
Did you see what the item was called?
No.
What was it?
It was HH.
Oh my God.
That's terrible. terrible.
No.
Yeah.
Like there is,
he was already
so there is
it.
No way like, that he could spin it and be like, it's a symbol of love. Like that was used before that.
What's
like,
going been, on?
No, H.H. clarifies.
Insane. It's insane. It's insane. Crazy. What is going on in his brain? I need to, like, what is his job? What is,
I've heard
like,
rumors
what's his job?
That his whole teeth replacement with, like, full fucking titanium and that metal now fully in his mouth is, like, causing his, like, brain to go crazy. And he's also apparently, like, been addicted to nitrous and is just, like, tweeting up all this shit and is having just a full mental spiral. That's rumors, not my theory, just what I heard from somebody.
Honestly, anybody can come up with anything at this point because who knows? Who knows?
No, and it's kind of like, this is like, you know, celebrities get canceled and stuff, and I'm still like a big, like, separate the art from the artist type person.
No, this type of shit,
of controversial people, but then like this, I'm like, oh, no, you can't even play Kanye now for, like, ever.
It's the only thing you think about when you hear one of his songs now.
Yes.
There is no, like, you, like, forget about it for a second. It's like, it's the first thing you think of.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out if there's anybody else in the industry has ever gone this far.
Yeah.
This is the furthest I've seen,
me too.
Yes.
You go this far, every single service that has, like, you just need to remove him from, like, Spotify. Just all these places should just remove him because this is, like, fucking absurd.
Shame.
You don't think he'll come after us, right? After this?
I don't know.
I don't want him doing something crazy to us.
To us? I don't know, though. He's so crazy on fucking Twitter, he'll just be like, you know what? I'm going to go after these motherfuckers. Unfiltered shit podcast. Really? This is bad. Like, he's just like, who listens to this shit? We just get roasted. It would be so good for us, though, to get roasted by Kanye.
Just...
Well, like, no, I don't know. We'd get tons of new listeners because everyone would be like, fuck you. We're going to support this podcast.
Oh, no. I would shut down my phone. I don't need my phone for at least, like, I don't need my phone anymore.
Ooh, I just got a wave of, like, just haunting.
Like, uncomfortable, like.
The air got thick.
Mm. You know what? This is the month of manifestation, though, you know?
Yeah. Be careful.
Did you blow
what you
your
say.
Vape because it's foggy in here? Or is it just me?
No, it's the spirits.
No, it's really foggy.
It's the spirits.
Wait, I'm seeing it too.
I think it's just hot in here.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Wait, how Drake lost worse than the Chiefs at the Super Bowl? I mean, no, Kendrick's like whole like... performance was like pretty fucking crazy.
So he wasn't allowed to say that word. There was a word that he couldn't say.
What word was he?
Yeah, remember when he was performing, he didn't say the P word.
Am I going to say no? Oh, probably, yeah. But right? The whole crowd probably said it.
But that, do you think that's because the lawsuit that's happening between the two of them were like...
I just think you can't say that on... You shouldn't say it on TV.
Oh,
on TV.
Okay. But I thought you're allowed to. They just bleep it out on television.
Well, they could, I think, like... I don't know.
There was a lot of hidden things in there were like,
if the whole
they
thing was
really
a,
creative.
If the whole thing was a PlayStation controller.
And
who,
Sony. Yeah.
PlayStation Sony. Who signs
Drake?
Who signs Drake? Sony.
Every little thing was symbolism. So, and the more you watch it, the more you're like,
yeah, the more
unlocking.
You watch it, the more
you,
oh, man.
And
oh,
it's
man.
So crazy. Like, no, like, being Drake and seeing that, like, knowing that this many people and this many, like, brands are all, like,
they just at
crazy.
A Super Bowl performance.
It's crazy.
It's like the lyric of the year. It's
I know.
It's so crazy to hear everyone chanting.
Oh my God.
You saw I want to see the sales of his jeans from that performance.
Right. I love them bell bottoms.
Like, where did you get those jeans? And now everyone like released where they're from and people are ordering them.
And I know it's not like, you know how tall people always can rock anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's shorter. So you know that you can look good in bell bottoms. Yeah.
did you notice his necklace?
Yeah, the A for like A minor.
No. Oh. So I thought the A was a brand, his brand. There's a brand that he's a part of that, and that's the logo. So people were saying that was for his brand. It's literally that A that's on, like, he was wearing merch that says like that had that A.
Oh,
too.
I thought it was like symbolism.
I thought so too, but somebody was saying that it was a brand.
I did know a couple dancers out there. I can ask about the.
Oh. See if you can get some.
Wait,
tea.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Oh,
okay. My only critique of it is what? No, I'm serious. I'm kidding. I mean, wait, I don't even think. I think it was a fantastic performance. But it was such for the camera though, and it's not for like the audience. Even though I bet the clientele of the people who go to the Super Bowl are like Kendrick fans. But like,
I'm sure
I would be a little pissed. So even though I was a massive Kendrick fan. Like where they were shooting it and stuff, it just seems like it was a video shoot. We're watching them shoot something. It's not a performance for us, the audience. Yeah,
it was 100% for people watching on the TV instead of, because I'm sure from the bleachers, it didn't look that crazy.
When they were in the controller and they were in the X and they were in that red spot, I was like, if I was in the stands, I couldn't see a thing, but maybe it's on the massive jumbotron.
But also when you look at like the past performances too, it's so big. Where I think people were just expecting big.
Yeah.
And Kendrick Lamar was just like, no, I'm going to go do what I want. And I want mine to like mean something.
Yeah.
And who's watching? Mostly people on TV. I don't give a shit about the people that are like, they're watching. So that makes sense.
Yeah. What is your go-to dance?
Heath, what's my go-to dance? I feel like you know it better than me.
Your go-to? He drops down to his knees and then puts his hands behind his back.
Yes.
And he just goes like this.
Yeah. Yes. That is your go-to.
That's his go-to.
Absolutely.
I always question why my knees are just disgusting the morning after.
Just ripped holes right here.
Everywhere.
I'm trying to think. You have a...
I think another go-to is like...
it's a lot of legs.
A lot of leg work.
Have you seen that girl who's like... taking over Pakistan?
Yo, Matt! Oh my God, bro!
No, what?
Dude, there was this lady that fell in love with like a 19-year-old Pakistani dude. She flies to Pakistan, right? And she goes to meet him, and then what happens?
She also says that she was like a white woman, and she's not a white woman. She's an African American woman, and this she shows up to like marry this 19-year-old kid, and his whole family's like, "This is not." They're like, "No." So this woman's just out shit on her luck, no money, no nothing, and just starts.
And she's stuck in Pakistan right now.
So she's not stuck in Pakistan. She's choosing to like stay there, and
she's
just
fighting for her love,
But she's like. She's doing this whole campaign out there right now.
She's running around. The news is just following her. She's going to like rallies for like local politicians, and they're just, you know, they speak what do you speak in Pakistan? Urdu?
Urdu.
They're just speaking Urdu. They don't understand what she's saying. She's like, "Mr. Chapa, you talk too much," or "Mr. Chippa, you
talk too yelling,
much. I demand 10K, 100K every single week or more every week."
What?
But the press is the Pakistani press is loving it because it's gathering a lot of attention from America, like from everywhere. But she is just holding it down, and she is surrounded by press. But like
everybody just wants to interview and get a piece of her.
She is the most
popular person in one of the most populous countries in the entire world.
But there's nothing that's happening. She is just pretty much causing.
Let me get this straight. So she flew out there to marry some guy that she was talking to online.
A 19-year-old. She's 33.
Yeah.
And okay. So she and Give then the wedding gets called off.
I don't even think a wedding was planned. The family was just like, "You are not marrying this woman, and this is not happening." And just this kid like fully rejected her.
It's as like simple as it sounds. Like it's very basic. She's just out there, but
People don't understand what she's saying. But she's just saying the most crazy shit, demanding 10K, 50K, and they're just like, "Uh-huh."
But she's also like for the people out there. She's like, "I'm gonna rebuild. I'm gonna make. I'm gonna rebuild Pakistan. I need $200,000 from the U.S. government."
We're gonna clean the streets up. We're gonna build buildings here, and they're just like, people interviewing her. And
the reason why it looks so good is because the press is just giving her the time. That would never be allowed here.
Like a video of her, if it's a fresh video you took of her, we get like a million views like that because the internet just wants every single video of her because she's just outrageous. Oh wait, I feel like I had an update on her current situation because right now she just left Pakistan. She's on her way to Dubai because she's now the most famous woman in like the Middle East.
Oh, she's trying to marry rich.
She has a mission. Get, like some sort of political like position out there. She's gonna make a difference.
This article
title: New York City woman who flew to Pakistan for teen lover only to get ghosted. Now has a whole team behind her.
He takes her back now that she's like popping off.
Who knows? She's probably making. Oh, good money.
There's this Pakistani dude next to her. Like, this is all on camera. This is like, it looks like a press conference the whole time. And she's just like, he's talking in Urdu. And she looks at him. And he's like, you talk too much. And then just starts talking again.
Like, she just is calling all the shots.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, this is some fun, like interesting news. I saw this TikTok that was sharing data of animals that were borderline extinct at one point and the current population of what they are now. It blew my mind of
like who was close to disappearing.
Yes. So in 1960, there were 1,400 humpback whales on Earth.
How many?
1,400 humpback
whales.
That's
very little.
In 1960, guess how many there are now?
5,000.
No, wait.
Triple?
Is it more or less?
It's got to be more.
It's more.
Because they were close to going extinct.
You say triple?
12,000.
Triple?
12,000?
I said five.
5,000? There are 135,000 humpback whales.
They get busy.
That is like incredible that species was so close to dying. Guess how many? This one was kind of crazy. Guess how many mountain gorillas there were in 1980?
I wish I knew what a mountain gorilla looked like.
That's
like
how extinct
they
were.
A gorilla.
Yeah, right?
Like a gorilla. Just a gorilla.
Oh!
Like a silverback gorilla.
Like Planet of the Apes gorilla.
In the wild?
In the wild. Or maybe
how many,
it was
well,
like,
how many were
I don't
there?
Know, maybe, I don't know if this is
100.
Wild. 250.
That's it?
In 1980. That is dangerously close to just like going away. Now,
oh, they're fucking each other's like family members.
1,100.
Wow.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
That's great. That's good that it's going
no,
up.
No, I know it's great, but that's still not a lot.
Yeah.
I love monkeys.
Guess how many bald eagles there were in 1963?
I know very little. I know very little.
410 bald eagles.
Okay.
And guess how many there are now?
3,000.
316,700 bald eagles.
Whoa.
So
that
high club.
Those 400 did some work.
Yeah.
They did some work.
They did conservation efforts and they made sure, you know, they captured.
They also make it like illegal to like kill them. You can't like
conservation conservatories or places where they are there to breed the animals to release them in the wild, but just to encourage safe mating.
A lot of stuff is like that you can't hunt them anymore. They like make it illegal to do stuff like that, which definitely helps.
What's an animal that's illegal now?
Like you can't kill a bald eagle.
I know a bald eagle, but just like
can't kill a falcon.
I think like elephants, right?
Tigers.
Like, yeah, you can't kill a lot of things.
Big game, like trophy.
There's a lot of like safari hunts that you can go. If you pay like an insane amount of money, they let you kill them.
It's for like really like those rich, like.
Dude, it's awful, bro.
How do you live with yourself?
I knew somebody that would like do like the. Like through friends of friends and family, stuff like that, that would like go do those safari things. I think I told you, had a giraffe in his house.
Yes.
The house that I was working at with my dad had a giant, was it the same house or is it a different house? I worked on a job with my dad and it was a house in Star Island.
No.
And this guy's loaded, right? And he had a taxidermized head, giant neck and head of a giraffe.
That's
crazy. That they like, which is like, they're, why would you want to hurt a giraffe?
Yeah, that's cruel.
But yeah, like, so cruel. Apparently if you spend enough money, you can let's do
disgusting.
Whatever.
Yuck. The hunt.
One more that blew my mind. Sea otters. Guess how many sea otters there were otters. In 1930, which I'm like, pardon me, I'm like, is this data real? But yeah, this is 1930. Honestly, like, how many sea otters?
800?
Dude, 50.
Whoa.
What?
50 sea otters.
That had a, they had to just all be in one place.
In a zoo.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it must have been. I wonder what like the actual story is behind just 50.
I feel like I've for. I feel like
what's
I've
it at now?
This is in the wild.
And now there are 125,000.
Let's
give it go! Up for the sea otters.
I think is really like wild horses.
Oh yeah, it's kind of that's giving like where are the wild hamsters, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like
you never,
like,
think, you never think of that.
Like just
a horse a out group, and about.
Yeah,
I don't know what's like the pack of horses.
Like Spirit.
Yeah, I feel like that's so.
Like wait, you're asking
you feel like
where
if you
are
see
they,
a horse, you just assume somebody owns
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's somebody's
like,
horse.
Like where's
but
the where are the wild horses?
There's they're out there that just like,
it feels like they should be owned by somebody.
I know,
so, like, but they're just wild.
It's
and
like
they
seeing
just
a stray
around.
Dog. Like yeah. Where's your owner?
Yeah,
because you need to clean the hooves of horses and like you need to like take care of them.
There was
they
a beautiful video I saw of these people riding around on horses and they run into an entire like what do you call a pack of horses? Like
a steed,
a herd. I don't
it's
know.
A steed.
Maybe Zane.
I think a steed is the male.
It's called a troop.
None of them.
A herd. It's a herd.
Matt, you would have been a horse girl.
You
if
think
you
so?
Were, if you were
oh,
a girl,
yeah.
I could see that. I was a little Saddle Club fan. Yeah. Hello, world. This is me.
Do you ride on the horse while singing that?
The like, theme song to Saddle Club, which was like a kid's show about like...
Oh, horse. Saddle Club is a kid's show about
yeah,
people
horse,
that own horses.
Little okay. Horse girls. It was like the Babysitter's Club, but like... Girls who it was like Gossip Girl but for horses.
Drama.
Yeah, drama. Shit went really down. A lot of backstabbing.
Oh,
and talking shit.
Yeah. Matt would have been braiding the hair.
Oh yeah,
or like tail
along with his knitting, right? Mm-hmm. But he's braiding hair.
There, girl. There.
I want like a beautiful like white horse. I feel like a prophet.
Oh,
or just be okay. Like Fabio, just like a male
yeah.
Romance.
Oh, just ride.
What's a stallion?
Yeah. What's an extinct animal? Like, if you had to choose one to bring back, what animal?
What animals
the woolly
are?
Mammoth.
Like a dodo
okay,
dragon.
Dragon.
I just want to see it.
A dodo
I just
bird?
Want to look at it.
Okay, that's what you're choosing?
Go the way of the dodo. I don't even know what a dodo bird looks like.
All I'm thinking about is a Pokemon. Dude, I want to see a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, imagine that.
I don't know you'll want to see one in the wild.
No, but just like, what a cool animal.
Oh,
I mean, if they just do a Jurassic Park, I feel like they've been able to like extract the DNA and mm-hmm. Try to get a little egg going, crossbreed
trap
it with something,
it, like, some
bring
sap.
It back, you know, make it like Jurassic Park, you know. I can't believe they're making another one of those movies.
Another one with what's her face?
Scarlett Johansson. But I don't even know where we are. Is it after the last one that we just saw with Chris Pratt? Like,
we'll see.
I don't know.
But like, I love, you know what? I appreciate the dinosaur movies. I really do. I appreciate it.
I feel like Jurassic World, the first one was like not bad. And then like the last two were
you,
pretty
you remember the very first, like the classic, the first
so
one?
No, Jurassic Park's good.
Oh.
Lost World.
What's
I'm
the one where they're rolling around like a ball?
Jurassic World.
Oh, I love that one.
That
is that the one with the whale that eats the girl? That one that had a horrible death? Everyone talks about it.
And Jimmy Buffett was in the movie?
Yeah.
Like
I like that one. That one was fun.
Right, that one wasn't bad, but then the other two, it just got a little absurd.
Yeah, I want to see a end of the world movie with a bunch of dinosaurs running around everywhere in like a city.
Speaking of the end of the world, guys, speaking of end of the world, there was, but this is, well,
we're not manifesting, we're not saying it's going to happen, we're just like,
there is a,
a meteor come, is there a meteor coming to the planet?
They,
not
astronomers
again.
Are closely observing an asteroid, not
great.
A meteor. It's called YR4, which has a potential, though still unlikely, of impacting the Earth in December of 2032.
Period.
Recent observations have adjusted the estimated probability of collision to approximately, what do you want to think?
How far from?
What's the percent it's going to hit Earth?
Five.
10%.
It's 2.1%. But that is the highest I think one's ever been, where they've had to like now report it and just
shoot it out the sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why don't send missiles to it?
Do a Armageddon. Train some oil drillers to go.
Send Affleck up there. Just send him too.
Knock it off the course.
Yeah.
So the asteroid is estimated to be between 130 and 300 feet in diameter. If it were to collide with Earth, it would cause significant regional damage, comparable to the Tunguska event in 1908, which flattened an entire area of a Siberian forest.
So wait, how big is the asteroid?
130 to 300 feet. So like
that's not that big. That's not that big.
Yes, but if that
when
hit
it's
Earth,
coming in,
if it's coming into, but how, like,
you know, if you drop a penny off the Empire State Building, it'll kill someone.
That's not true. Yes, it has to be true.
It's an
urban myth.
I saw it in the book,
Matt. It has to go through
I don't
you. It's
be
like
that guy, but I'll just it's say, like a bullet. I believe that, but I don't believe
it's like
that.
A bullet.
Then there would be people dying all the damn time if that was true. You're telling me,
but one hasn't hit somebody yet.
Is unlikely to cause fatal harm due to the penny's
unlikely,
lightweight and air
but not impossible.
Very good, Mariah. Very
not
good.
Not impossible.
Half
all,
empty.
Okay, it's not, empty. All right, I take it back. I don't want to be that guy.
All right, maybe not a penny, but definitely like a
nickel.
Like a marble.
But this asteroid, it would not just destroy Earth. If it hit a city, it would destroy a city.
Yeah.
So
I think if like the end of the world is about to happen, like a big, a fat ass asteroid, like bigger than the three, it's like.
Like
it's like 20,000 feet. Like this bitch is gonna, like the Earth is
exploding.
Gone.
Yeah,
and we knew that we had like a week left. I genuinely think all of us wouldn't be. I think we would just accept it, and we would have like all we'd have the best time of our life for a week, and we're all going out together, so it's not that like crazy.
Who's gonna work at the places we're going out to?
I
gotta clock in and work at Saddle Ranch tonight.
Like, well, you're not like, clocking in.
You're thinking like this is the end where they're having that huge party and then the asteroid hits and then like Rihanna falls down into the hole or whoever
it
was.
It hasn't happened yet. Like it hasn't happened yet. You know what I mean?
But the biggest thing that would just devastate me, even if it were 7 days and everyone on Earth was going to die, the travel logistics would just, well, you could not get
it back
home to see your family.
It would actually be chaos.
The pilots aren't working.
It would be chaos. You're right. It wouldn't be chaos. You're right. It's scary as hell.
You couldn't even like drive to Florida because nobody's going to be working the gas station to like.
Yeah.
I would just spend those 7 days calling everybody like as much as you can. All your friends, you know, you're not going to see and just saying how much you love them. That's what I would do.
They should have nationwide, then, like, you know how we do fire drills and earthquake drills in school, tornado drills.
End of the world
drill. Once a year, just an end of the world drill. Like there's just sirens all across the U.S. Uh-huh. And then you get in position.
Oh yeah, but I mean for the Cold War.
Right,
like,
this is us.
Wait, right?
Like our parents. I don't even know. They were little when it happened, but yeah, they would. There was a time where there was such a huge fear of just nuclear bombs and total. What am I saying?
They would have like drills for that, like for a new like
just mass destruction
in the 60s. Yeah, it was really huge where people thought that like we were totally just gonna get anytime.
That's wild.
Or like the day the Earth stood still.
Yeah, everybody would have bunkers like ready to go.
Were people really scared about like was it Y2K?
Yes.
Like I was young, so I don't really remember. Like I remember it being 99. And then was going to 2000, but I don't remember.
The only thing I remember as a kid is I just heard adults over and over again saying, like, the computers are shutting down. And I was like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah,
like, we shut our computer down every night.
Just turn it back on in the morning.
They thought that, the computers weren't going to recognize that by going back to zero in the double digits, like, to 2000, if it was going to, like, crash the whole economy and cause computers. But it didn't.
Interesting.
It didn't. But I don't know. I don't know how much mass panic it had. I would say, like, 30 or 40% of people
did
were really worried.
Did they release the 2012 movie before or after? Like, did it freak people out even more? Do you remember?
The one with John Cusack?
I think 2012 came after the scare.
No, I think it came out like around like 2011. Or what did it?
No way. I think...
2009. So yeah, it did come before.
Oh
yeah, because everyone was saying like December 26th of 2012 on the Mayan calendar was going to be the end of time.
I'm surprised they made a whole movie about it. It's kind of like eerie.
I know, but that end of the world movie is like When the whole earth is just caving in.
I liked it.
We're done.
I love that movie.
It was a tsunami. Is that what it was?
It was everything. The whole earthquakes, tsunamis. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Day After Tomorrow shit. We're just complete mayhem.
Right, like, to me, that's funny. Imagine waking up, like, you have to deal with that. Like,
I love Day After Tomorrow, though, with Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid and the girl from Shameless.
Oh, yeah.
In New York and
that
it
looks
just
like
turns
the same
into the
exact
Ice Age
movie poster.
I know. I think the other one that we saw was a ripoff the other Ice Age one, but Day After Tomorrow, dude.
Maybe one day. Like, I can't even imagine 2130 existing. Like, it's you think weird. We'll make it that far?
It's weird to think about.
It doesn't, like, make sense to me.
We'll get there.
You think we'll get there?
Yeah, absolutely. We got here. It's crazy that, like, 2015 was 10 years ago.
What really messes me up is, in my head, I still think cars that are 20 years old are from the 80s.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Yeah, when you think, like, 40 years ago, you're like, all right, the 60s. Yeah, it's crazy how your brain works.
So, everything past 2000, I haven't been able, like...
Yeah, like Disney Channel original movies are like...
Stop.
Yeah, it's like 30 years now. It's like crazy.
Ew. Ew. Like in the year 2000, the 70s were 30 years. Like, the 70s.
Right.
Crayola is reintroducing 8 of their retired crayon colors.
Have you seen the girl on TikTok? Her whole personality is collecting the dandelion one because it was discontinued. Well, and everyone's like, someone check on the dandelion. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, she is in great luck because dandelion is the number one of the returning colors.
I bet she...
Wait, what color is that?
Had something to do with it.
Dandelion. Yeah. We have dandelion, which retired in 2017. Blizzard blue, retired in 2003. Magic mint. Mulberry, orange, red, violet, blue, lemon, yellow. Well, I think sometimes people have like fond connections to a certain color and they had been their favorite.
I think it's genius. Crayola. People are going to buy it.
Yeah.
8 retired colors. That's great.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This initiative is basically in response to numerous fan requests to bring back these beloved colors.
I'm surprised Crayola's still going. Like, the crayons are still being bought every year.
Yes, it's the go-to.
It's just so crazy.
I think I buy crayons like 10 times a year.
You don't want to get that Rose Art one. The Rose Art ones, those would just like...
Oh, it's like, it's candles. It's made out of wax.
Yes, you would just try to... It would break right in your hand, and then it was badass when you had that crayon sharpener.
Yeah.
On the back.
Somebody on Dandelion. Yeah, we're talking
I actually just ordered crayons the other day.
Oh, yeah,
From her link.
I just got like the little 3-pack that you get at restaurants because I'm going to give them to the ring bearers and flower girls during the ceremony so they can draw on the program.
Love it.
Keep them quiet.
Apparently, when I was younger, when we would go to restaurants, I wouldn't draw anything with the crayons. I would sit there and I would saw it in half with the knife.
Oh.
And my parents were just like, let them do it. It keeps them busy. And I would sit there and I would just cut the crayon into just like little slices and stuff.
Them trying to figure out if you're going to be the next like Dexter, the next serial killer. Like, is he having fun? Is this workshop for him? Or is this going to turn into human bones?
I wish I could hear the conversations between like my parents when I was growing up. Like, cause you know that they talk like you, obviously like you talk about your kid, like,
yeah.
What do you think about like the whole, like the cutting? Like, is he okay? Like,
I'm sure they loved you.
I know, but like, I wish I could just hear conversations of them is this a concern? Do you think we should worry about this type of thing?
Yeah, like those conversations need to be like brought back.
You should ask them.
You know, that's a really good question for my mom. Just to be like, hey, what concerns did you have?
Yeah, like when
I was high school, before
when I was a kid, was there anything that like stood out that you were like,
oh, we got to get him checked out.
This doesn't seem right.
That's a really good, yeah, I'm gonna ask her. I'm going to actually write this down because I will forget this.
Oh, didn't you get your mom like a journal to like fill out like questions?
Yeah, I left it here.
Oh.
The one thing I forgot.
Yeah, hang on, girl. Let me grab a water.
I'm doing a podcast.
All right. I gotta go tie my shoe real quick. I'll talk to you later.
My dad will call me, and then 5 seconds in the conversation, he goes, "All right, let me go." I'm like, "You called me."
All right, let me go.
Call me later.
Do you think your mom would be the type of person to type out all the concerns she had for you, or do you think? You should ask her in person.
I'll ask her to start thinking about it. Oh. Like, hey, can you think about it so you can like report back to me?
You've never met my dad, have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I met both of your parents. Yes, I think I met your dad like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, okay.
At your old place.
Still big man.
Yeah.
What suit size does he have to get?
Okay, so this is really weird. You just brought up the suit size. I was doing my dad's measurements to get his tux, and his waist, like pants that he wears, is either a 38 or a 40. And I was measuring his waist, and his waist is 45. And I was like, that's so weird.
This is under the gutter. Like,
no, where the pants are. Like,
oh, wow.
And then I measured myself just to like see, like, I don't know, something might be weird. My waist is 35 inches, but I wear a size 30 jean.
Oh.
And then I asked, the person that's doing my suit, I was like, how come my waist is 35 inches, but I wear a 30? And he was like, brands and like clothing companies don't want to make you think you're a bigger size.
Oh my God.
So there's like 5 inches that
extra that they give you.
Yes. For a size 30 pant. It's, you're really like a 34, 35 waist.
Why would they do that? I understand that, but like,
cause we were so confusing, cause I had to fill it out for my dad. I'm like, dad, you're 45 inches around your waist. And he's like, I wear a size 40. There's no way. And come to find out,
that's how they do it. I guess I'd never really measure my waist. I go in and get like measured for a suit, I just trust whatever they're looking at. And then
they know to like, remove 5 inches off the, that's yeah, crazy.
They know it.
All right, y'all, check your pant size and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. If you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. We also keep these cameras rolling, so you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. And it's all on our Patreon for $5 a month. And as soon as you sign up, you get access to everything we've ever posted. And again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath is where you can find it.
You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form if you want to watch our beautiful faces and speak at the same time on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, unwind. We'll see you in a second. And thank you guys for watching another episode. We love you.
Ciao.
Toodles.
So long farewell to you, my friends.